This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba unveils literate Gandaki province monument. Number of people leaving valley for Dasai increases. And Guatemala police free 126 migrants from abandoned container, including Nepalese. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba unveiled the literate Gandaki province monument amidst a program in Pokhara today. The monument is built by the Gandaki Province Ministry for Education, Culture, Science, Technology and Social Development in the premises of New Bazar-based Regional Museum at Pokhara Metropolis. The Province Council of Ministers on September 15th had decided to accept the Gandaki Literate Gandaki Approach paper and declare the province a literate zone. Over 95% population of the target group is required to have general reading and writing skills for any community or province to be literate. All districts in the province have already been declared literate, and Mustang is the first district to achieve this status on 15th July 2014. And Parbat was the last district to be declared literate on January 22, 2018. Upon arrival at Pokhara Airport, Prime Minister Deuba was welcomed by Province Chief Prithiviman Gurung and Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokharel. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has approved the resignation tendered by the newly appointed Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Gajendra Bahadur Hamal. Hamal, who had taken oath of office and secrecy on Friday, resigned from the post this morning. Prime Minister's Parliamentary Party Private Secretary Keshav Raj Joshi said Prime Minister Deuba had urged Hamal to resign from the post after questions were raised regarding his appointment. Hamal had stated in his resignation letter that he has worked, remaining active in various posts of the Nepali Congress since long, and also worked as the party's Banke district president, and the Prime Minister had accordingly appointed him to the post of minister on evaluation of his background. Hamal is active in Nepali Congress politics since long. He has worked in the party, remaining in different posts since 1970. The number of people leaving the Kathmandu Valley has started increasing as the greatest festival of Nepali Hindus, Bada Dasain, is fast approaching. According to Metropolitan Traffic Police, the number of travellers entering and leaving the valley from October 1st to 7th was equal, but at present the number of outbound passengers is increasing. So far, more than 100,000 people have officially left Kathmandu as per police record. Chief of the Division, Senior Superintendent of Police Janak Bhattarai said that the number of outbound passengers was gradually increasing and that the number would increase after the public holiday starts this Tuesday. The Nepal Police has implemented special security plan in all 77 districts to monitor the festival and maintain law and order, as it can reduce theft and criminal incidents. Meanwhile, the police headquarters has requested all to be careful during the festival and contact the nearest police office in case of any problems. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the province, one, Bagmati province and Gandaki province tonight. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Police in Guatemala have rescued 126 migrants who were abandoned inside a shipping container at a side of a road. They were found at dawn between towns of Nuevo and Cocales after locals reported hearing screams inside the trailer. Authorities believe they were abandoned by smugglers who had been paid to take them to the U.S. via Mexico. More than 100 of those discovered are from the crisis-hit nation of Haiti. There were also people from Nepal and Ghana. Speaking after the discovery, a police spokesperson said they heard cries and knocks coming in from inside the container and found inside 126 undocumented people. President of Taiwan Tsai Ing-wen says Taiwan will not bow to pressure from China and will continue its democratic way of life as tensions over the island continue. Her speech on Taiwan's National Day came after China's President Xi Jinping vowed to fulfill reunification. Taiwan considered itself a sovereign state, while China views it as a breakaway province. Beijing has not ruled out the possible use of force to achieve unification. China has sent a record number of military jets into Taiwan's air defense zone in recent days. Some analysts said the flights could be seen as a warning to the Taiwan's president. Singapore has announced it is easing coronavirus lockdown restrictions and will allow quarantine-free travel from a number of nations. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said it was time to press on with the strategy of living with the COVID-19. He said so-called vaccinated travel lanes with Germany and Brunei had been successful and would be extended to 9 other countries. Singapore had very tight restrictions in place to tackle the pandemic. Prime Minister Lee told Singaporeans in a televised address that the Delta variant had shown the coronavirus was not going to go away. But with vaccinations, social distancing measures and careful monitoring, it is possible to live with a new normal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba unveils literate Gandaki Province Monument. Number of people leaving valley for Dasai increases. And Guatemala police free 126 migrants from abandoned container, including Nepalese. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.